A lot of Seattle teenagers might get to set their alarm clocks a little bit later. The school district is considering new start times, later starts for teens, and earlier bell times for younger kids. But this whole change has some parents upset. Ann Dornfeld covers education for KUOW. Ann, thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure.
So why is the district considering later start times for teenagers in the first place?
Well, there's a lot of research that shows that what the bell times are now is the exact opposite of when kids should start school, that young kids usually wake up early naturally, and teenagers' body clocks have them awake and ready to learn later in the morning. So the American Academy of Pediatrics recently recommended that teenagers start school no earlier than 8:30 in the morning. And a group of teachers and parents and sleep experts have been pushing for a few years now to get the district to move middle and high school start times later. There was a lot of resistance from the district for a while, but the school board got behind the issue and told the district to do something about it and look into it. And the superintendent is now on board as well. So the district put together a task force and held community meetings around town about the changes and has gone through several different proposals before settling on this one.
Well, what time do schools usually start now?
Well, right now, high schools and all but one middle school in Seattle, all middle schools in Seattle now start at around 7:50. Elementary schools start at either 8:40 or 9:30.
So how much later does the Seattle Public School District want the middle schools and high schools to start? And what's the change to elementary schools?
Right. High schools and all but one middle school would start at 8:50. So that's an hour earlier, or rather an hour later for most of those schools. And most elementary schools would move to a much earlier start time of 8 a.m. But here's one of the little catches here. 13 elementary and K-8 schools would have a later start time, 9:40, so pretty late. That's because the district wanted to keep transportation costs down and limit the number of buses on the road at the same time. If they have three different tiers, they call them, then they can do it as a cost-neutral measure. But if they wanted to just do two bus times, then they would have to add more buses, and that would cost money.
Well, under these recommendations, how would Seattle compare nationwide when it comes to school start times?
Well, there is a movement nationwide for schools to start later in the teen years, and it would be one of the largest districts in the country, though, to move middle and high school times significantly later. But it would follow Bellevue, which voted last month to move high school start times to 8:30 beginning next school year.
You mentioned that this push to move start times back for older kids came in part from a group of parents, but not every parent is excited about this. So why are some parents frustrated by this?
Some parents of young children are worried that the early start at elementary schools will force their kids to walk to school or wait for the bus in the dark for part of the year. Others with young kids say the earlier start times will be hard on their family because their kids don't actually wake up that early. And then there are the elementary kids whose schools would start late at 9:40. And a lot of those parents don't like the idea of their kids starting that late when they've been ready to learn for hours already, or having them walk home in the dark in the fall. And the same is true for a lot of parents of high school, especially those who go to school in more dangerous neighborhoods. They're worried about their kids walking home after dark. There's a lot more concerns from a lot of parents. There's a lot of support here, too. But some parents are upset that the bell times would change again the following year when the district moves to a longer school day. They say, let's just change this once and be done with it.
So there are a couple of different changes on the horizon here. And you said that there are some parents who are excited about this. Overall, who likes this plan?
Well, a lot of parents of teenagers like the plan, for one. They say their kids are totally not ready to get out of bed and at that early in the morning. They stay up late. Teenagers naturally fall asleep at around 11 or 12. It's not them being stubborn. That's just how their brains work. And so it's pretty hard to be ready to learn before 8 a.m. Parents of teenagers, also a lot of parents of young kids say, you know, their kids are bounding around the house at 5 or 6 in the morning and super ready to learn by 7 or 8. And so they're behind this.
Well, Ann, Superintendent Larry Nyland is supposed to present these changes to the school board tomorrow. So how likely is it that this is going to pass?
Well, the district has given a lot of consideration to the subject, and the board has been in support of later start times for teenagers. So I think the board will largely be in favor of the proposal, but there is a good amount of pushback from parents, as I mentioned, especially over the late start times for those 13 elementary and K-8 schools. The board is not scheduled to vote on the plan for another 2 weeks, so there's still time for board members to get an earful.
And if this did pass, how soon would it be adopted?
If the board approves the new plan, it'll go into effect next school year.
Anne, thank you so much.
I'm very happy to do it.
Anne Dornfeld is KUOW's education reporter.